President Henry B. Eyring, first counselor in the first presidency, that he may become strong also. The Lord is preparing the Aaronic priesthood holder to become an elder serving with faith, power, and gratitude in that glorious Melchizedek priesthood. Many things may help strengthen our younger brothers to rise up in the priesthood, but nothing will be more powerful than our helping them develop the faith and confidence that they can draw on the power of God in their priesthood service. That faith and confidence won't stay with them from a single experience of being lifted by even the most gifted Melchizedek priesthood holder. The ability to draw on those powers must be cultivated by many expressions of confidence from those who are more experienced in the priesthood. The Aaronic priesthood holders will also need daily and even hourly encouragement and correction from the Lord Himself through the Holy Ghost. That will be available to them as they choose to remain worthy of it. Gratitude on the Sabbath day. For Latter-day Saints, the Sabbath is a day of gratitude and love. One blessing for which we can be grateful is that we are there in that sacrament meeting at all. The fact that we are able to gather with even one other saint and partake of this sacrament will help us begin to feel gratitude and love for God's kindness. Because of the prophet Joseph Smith and the restored gospel, another blessing we can count is that we have the opportunity to take this sacrament each week, prepared, blessed, and passed by authorized servants of God. Of all the blessings we can count, the greatest by far is the feeling of forgiveness that comes as we partake of the sacrament. We will feel greater love and appreciation for the Savior. The blessing of love we receive will make it easier for us to keep the commandments to always remember Him. Moroni, chapter 4, verse 3, and chapter 5, verse 2. You may even feel love and gratitude, as I do, for the Holy Ghost, who Heavenly Father has promised will always be with us as we remain faithful to the covenants we have made. You could begin today with a private and family prayer of thanks for all God has done for you. You could pray to know what the Lord would have you do to serve Him and others. I can promise you, your prayers will be answered, and as you act on the answers you will receive, you will find joy in the Sabbath, and your heart will overflow with thankfulness.
Alexis L., age 13, from West Yorkshire, England, said, "I will pray more earnestly for opportunities to serve, and also to see where and whom Heavenly Father would like me to serve each day